So we've just finished the last workshop of the day, and we're heading back. This is at the Compute at School conference on Friday, the 14th of June. And I'm walking along with Catherine Armour, ER, like emergency response.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, not like OUR, which is our. Yeah. So are you, whereabouts in the country are you? You're
Warwick.
In Warwick. In Warwick. Warwick in Warwickshire, yeah?
Warwick in Warwickshire.
And are you already teaching computing, or are you planning?
No, we're not. We'd like to. We have a scheme of work in place, although having been to your session, I'm feeling it's a quite dull scheme of work that needs some definite pepping up. But we're just needing the go-ahead. We're hoping to have it for 2014.
And would that include introducing the GCSE as well?
That would be doing the GCSE with a view to doing A-level from 2016, sort of feeding in from grassroots, if you like.
And have you been to a CAS conference before?
I haven't, no, and I've definitely would like to come to another one. I think it's been great.
Now, this year they introduced a charge. It's been free in the past. Has that been a problem for you? Or
£25 is an absolute bargain for what's been available.
And what kind of things have you seen or heard today? Is there anything that's kind of captured your imagination or that you thought
the magic guy, Paul Curzon.
Oh, so did he show you like games you can play that are like computing science, like
So being able to actually explain algorithms and comparing, introducing efficiency and abstraction.
James Ilsley. So James was the chap I was saying that I'm coming to his school on Tuesday, and what he's done is he's sold some tickets to other schools, so it means it's not cost their school any money to do the training, and well, not much.
Might be about 50 quid in profit by the time we're done as well.
You're making a profit out of me. Yeah. So it's like slave labour or something, maybe.
Well, if you're down in town Monday night, I'll buy you some tickets. Well,
so we're still recording. Well, the plan is that from September, I have a 5-day teaching timetable at the moment, and because we won an award from Nesta Nominate Trust in Mozilla, and the plan is to we've used that money to second an excellent teacher, an outstanding teacher, is going to come and work at our school for a year, and I'm going to teach for 2 days.
Brilliant session, thank you so much. It was really good at the end of the day. What was it? The one you've just done.
What was the thing that stood out?
I don't know. Just the your enthusiasm. It's just contagious.
Let's have fun with
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Brilliant.
It was really
did you agree
good.
With the person you were sat next to something that you were going to try in the class?
Well,
the next
I'm an accounting advisor, so I don't actually work in the classroom.
So lots of things you can advise other people on how to use.
You look like you're apologising for that.
Well, I don't work in the classroom. I've got out.
We got a little bit interrupted, Anne Catherine. So you were telling me about one of the workshops you'd seen earlier today.
Paul Curzon's,
Paul.
Yes.
Now, did you know that there's a magazine called CS for Fun?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you
and
give you?
We've already used quite a few of their resources. I have a few of their resources.
Do you
planned for our scheme of work? Right. Should we ever be able to unfurl it?
And you've just been in a session that I've just done.
Yes.
Was there anything from
it
that?
It needed to be much, much longer. You've given us an overview. You've inspired us to start looking, I think, at some of the fun things that are available.
Was there one?
But it would have been much better to have a bigger, longer session.
Sure. Well, it was just to give you like a. I did say it was a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it feels
you know,
like it.
You queue up for 2 hours for a roller coaster and it's over in seconds. Last thing, was there one thing that you thought that you might take away and do with your class from that session then?
Definitely the web page.
Well, you Mozilla Hackathosaurus to go in, change the web page and show how.
Just to get that instant. Quite like the gaming, where you show them the reaction time, and then, okay, right, let's go to another game. Prize for the first one who can turn something pink.
That's great.
And they don't have to understand the coding or anything, they're just looking for the buzzwords. So that'll be definitely one we'll use.
Thank you very much. Okay, enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you, Alan.
Hi, Laura. Now, one of the great things about the CAS conference is you bump into all sorts of interesting and people from that you've heard about and you've seen on Twitter, and you're Laura Kersop.
That's right,
I am. And you've just been appointed to work for Code Club?
Yes, I am Code Club's growth captain, which sounds a bit like a superhero because it's a superhero worthy task. I have to get 5,000 Code Clubs in the UK by 2015.
And if you don't,
the world will end.
You're not even thinking about
that's
that.
That's not going to happen.
No. And you have a teaching background, don't you?
Yes, I do. I was a primary teacher for 7 years, and I was ICT coordinator at my old school, and did a lot of stuff about getting kids programming there.
Right. So before Code Club came along, you were already trying to do all this stuff. So Code Club saw, wow, look at this Laura Kirsop, she's amazing, we need her. And
kind of, yeah. We were one of the first schools to pilot Code Club, and so I've been involved since it started, just doing it in the evenings and weekends.
So you're right there at the very beginning.
Yes.
And today you've done a session, like a workshop on Code Club?
Yeah, just telling people about Code Club and how to start a Code Club and how to volunteer for Code Club.
And were there a couple of such magical moments in that session where you thought, oh, that was really nice? Or
Actually, it ended up being quite an interesting discussion in the end about schools replacing all their computers with iPads, which was a nice tangent to go on. So I enjoyed that.
Sure. Can I introduce you to, this is Vicky Dodds.
We've already met.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I went to the workshop. Yeah.
Laura came to our Raspberry Jam in York last Saturday.
I was rocking at a rock festival.
So what session have you just been to?
I've just been to How to Become a Master Teacher. But today, before that, I was in the primary one. And then before that, I was in Laura's session, the Co-Clubs.
So what's the best thing, apart from Laura's session, obviously, what's the best thing you've seen all day?
I would say it's got to be this morning, the session on with Michael Kohling and Greenfoot, and then the Microsoft.
Because he gave like 8 tips for, well, not tips, but 8 such of principles that we should be bearing in mind to make computing and programming exciting and interesting.
And then actually,
he's dropped a cup.
Dear. Okay. And then I would say then it's got to be the Code Club, actually, getting the information about that, because obviously with what we're doing in Preston.
Yeah, and Laura knows that we're setting up a network around Preston.
Yeah, we've already had a chat about that.
Brilliant, yeah.
We've already done that.
I'm a big fan of that.
If people want to know more about this or follow you,
I'm at Vickyville, that's VickyVille.
And
I'm at Laura Kirsop, which is Laura, KIRSOP.
And of course, there's at Code
and
Club.
And obviously,
as well.
At Code Club.
And Code Club is now a global.
Yes. We launched codeclubworld.org yesterday.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.